In this bulletin, Lebanon's government resigns following anger over the devastating Beirut blast, questions over the legitimacy of the presidential election in Belarus, and next year's Tour de France to start in Western Brittany. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Lebanon's government has resigned following anger over the explosion that devastated some parts of Beirut and killed more than 200 people. The blast was caused by the detonation of almost 2,800 tonnes of ammonium nitrate that had been stored at the port for several years. Prime Minister Hassan Diab made the announcement in a national TV address. And so, today, I declare the resignation of this government. May God protect Lebanon. May God protect Lebanon. May God protect Lebanon. May God keep you and long live Lebanon. The legitimacy of the presidential election in Belarus is being questioned after incumbent president Alexander Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory. Thousands of protesters in Minsk are rallying against the rule of Mr. Lukashenko, and police have detained dozens of people while blocking roads. Official results show that President Lukashenko, who has been in power for more than a quarter of a century, obtained 80% of the vote. But the main opposition candidate, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, alleges the election was rigged after results showed she achieved less than 10%.
We don't agree. We have absolutely opposite information. We have official protocols from many poll stations where number of votes in my favour are many more times than for another candidate. We are gathering proofs of falsifications.
The World Health Organization estimates coronavirus has infected about four times the average number of people who suffer from influenza annually. The global tally of confirmed COVID-19 cases is inching closer to 20 million, according to the Johns Hopkins University tally. It's believed the COVID-19 death toll of more than 730,000 has exceeded the upper range of annual deaths from the flu. Jimmy Lai, the Hong Kong media mogul and vocal critic of Beijing, has been arrested and his newspaper office raided by police. The 71-year-old has been charged with collusion with foreign forces under a national security law imposed on Hong Kong by Chinese legislators. Police have confirmed the arrests of at least nine men, with Mr. Lai's aide revealing they include the tycoon's sons and several other members of the Next Media Company. Senior Superintendent Lai Kwai-wah says police have searched for evidence at the Next Media headquarters.
We have collected 25 boxes of materials from the office, which will be sent to one of our police stations for initial handling. In the last update, we have evaluated on places and avoided to search areas with news materials, but we still have searched their second floor, which is their editorial department.
The United Nations Human Rights Office, European Union and the United Kingdom have voiced concern over the arrests, while China has shown support. The fast food company McDonald's is filing a lawsuit to recover the exit payment of a former chief after an inquiry found that he'd had inappropriate relations with staff. Former Chief Executive Officer Stephen Easterbrook is accused of violating company policy, concealing evidence, and lying about his alleged wrongdoing. In November, McDonald's dismissed Easterbrook over a relationship with an employee, but said he was eligible for a severance payment worth $675,000. But now the company's lawsuit says there was a clear breach of the duty of candour and he negotiated terms favourable to him. In sport, organisers of the Tour de France have named Brest as the starting point for the cycling event in 2021. The decision to begin the tour in Western Brittany comes after it was determined Denmark would host the opening stages in 2022 instead of next year. The race is scheduled for late June to avoid a clash with the postponed Tokyo Olympic Games. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, showers easing, 18 degrees. Adelaide, rain developing and 15. Becoming cloudy in Melbourne, 16. Hobart, partly cloudy, 13. Canberra, morning fog and 13 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 16. Sydney, much the same, 18. Newcastle, cloudy and 18 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, sunny and 27. And Darwin, similar conditions and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.